a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
And we are grateful for those who this day will spend much time out in the midst, clearing streets and highways so that others can get around. We ask that you would keep those workers and all who need to travel safe on this day. We also pray for those farmers and ranchers who are in the midst of calving and for those in uniform who patrol our highways and city streets seeking to keep people safe and offering aid to those in trouble. As we come to the closing days of this session, we continue to pray for gifts of wisdom as we deal with the final issues that we face. Help us to be wise stewards of the resources entrusted into our care by our citizens. And we pray that by what we do in this place will bring blessing and not harm to those we serve. We also ask this day that you would continue to guide our governor and lieutenant governor as they and their staff will carry out much of what we do. And we pray for those in our local communities who day in and day out seek to govern wisely. We also ask for your gifts of healing for Matt Michael this day and also for Pat Adam. On this day when we are safe, we know that there are those for whom this wintry day will bring great challenges. There are those in uniform who are serving overseas in places of great danger. Surround them with your love and care. Now help us to sense your presence and guiding hand, not only in what we do here, but in every activity of our lives. This we pray in your holy name. Amen.
Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein, Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Grape, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 29th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I just want to take a brief moment and acknowledge somebody who's been important to me, but also important to this body over the years. Pastor Grenager didn't know I was going to do this, but he's retiring as the minister at the Methodist Church here in Pierre. He's been with us every year I've been up here. Furthermore, personally, he married my wife and I almost 10 years ago. And so he's been an important part of my life, important part of our life, and I just ask that you help send him off, send him from the Senate with your warm welcome and your gratitude. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move that we recess.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion?
Yeah, I'd like to have the members of the Senate accompany me over to the House for a brief ceremony. And when we are finished with that, I'd ask that the Senate Republicans caucus in room 423 to finish up our discussions. And we would...
Senator Olson, is it your intention to take the calendar today?
Correct.
Okay, we'll come back and take the calendar and then caucus, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The motion is to recess. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. We are recessed. Let's head right over to the House chamber. They're waiting for us. Senate will come to order. We are on reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 112, 186, 192 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:20 a.m. February 29, 2012. The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 49, 18, 99, 146, 148, and 149 and find the same correctly enrolled. Bob Gray, Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 49, 80, 146, 148, and 149, which have passed the House without change, and Senate Bills 25, 43, 77, 91, 130, 139, 141, 161, 162, 183, 187, and 193, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence and amendments is respectfully requested. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Thank you. As you heard there, there's a number of bills that are coming over for concurrence or non-concurrence. If you intend to not concur, then we would ask that you get those back up to the front desk as soon as possible so that we can start setting up conference committees. Obviously, that will be on the calendar this afternoon. We'll have to vote on those. Motions and resolutions.
Senate Bill 75, an act to revise the determination of fees that may be charged for certain public records. Senator Krause moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 75.
The question being on Senator Krause's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 75. Are there remarks on that motion? Senator Krause.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a very brief remark. The House amended line 14 of Senate Bill 75 with a descriptive phrase regarding the electronic transfer of minutes. They just added the phrase of open meeting actions, and so I would ask that you concur. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion. Hearing none, the question being on Senator Krause's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 75. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Bikalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haberly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead? Hunhoff? Johnston?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher? Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson, Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway, Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 30, excused 5.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of LAC, the President declares the motion carried and the amendments were concurred in.
Senate Bill 174, an act to increase the 911 emergency surcharge to revise the collection and distribution of the surcharge revenue to provide for point-of-sale collection of the prepaid wireless 911 emergency surcharge and to provide funding for the upgrade of 911 emergency services. Senator Brown moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 174.
The question is Senator Brown's motion to concur in the House amendments on Senate Bill 174. Are there remarks? Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. While we're finally at that point where maybe we can put this to rest after about 6 months of dealing with this 911 issue, I certainly am ready to move on to something else. I think that the senators will actually find this a bit interesting. The amendment that was made over in the House dealt with de minimis language, which was an effort to get the retailers on board. If you recall, last year we had some other bills that dealt with the word de minimis, and the House wasn't in favor of that because I'm not sure they understood what the word meant. The amendment is a good amendment. It was supported, and ultimately it brought the retailers on as proponents to the 911 bill. So I would ask for your concurrence this morning. Thank you.
Are there further remarks on the motion? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question Before the Senate is Senator Brown's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 174. If your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
John Lederman.
Aye.
Maher. Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
So the motion having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, the President declares the motion carried and the amendments were concurred in. Second reading of consent calendar items.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of William F. Cerny of Gregory County, Burke, South Dakota, to the Game Fish and Parks Commission, and Duane K. Sather of Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the Game Fish and Parks Commission.
These appointments are both on the consent calendar. Are there questions on the appointments today? Seeing none, the question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of William F. Cerny of Burke and Duane K. Sather of Sioux Falls to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission? Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstad, Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher, Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrom,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
The consent calendar items having received a majority vote of the members elect are declared passed. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate go into recess from now until 1 o'clock this afternoon.
We have a motion and a second. Any remarks? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are in recess.
Mr. President.
To revise the property tax levies for the general fund of a school district. An act to exempt veterans from the 12-month residency requirement for the purposes of tuition and fees. An act to allow certain licensees or employees of a licensed establishment who have been charged with certain felony offenses to be prohibited from entering the licensed premises. an act to provide for an affirmative defense of compulsion for the crime of prostitution. An act to revise certain provisions relating to battery committed against infants and unborn children. An act to revise certain provisions relating to the conditional release of persons charged with domestic abuse. House Bill 1045, an act to revise various trust provisions. House Bill 1059, an act to revise Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code to make an appropriation and to declare an emergency. An act to require certain campaign finance requirements to apply to all counties and municipalities. And House Bill 1230, an act to modify the publication requirements for water rights applications. The Senate will now come to order. If there is no objection, we will revert to order of business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bill 75 and 174 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Bob Gray, Chair.
Reports of select committees.
Mr. President, the Conference Committee respectfully reports it has considered Senate Bill 157 and the amendments made by the House and recommends that Senate Bill 157 be amended. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, House Committee Chair, Russell Olson, Senate Committee Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Concurrent Resolution 1016, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. The House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bill 1046 and 1206. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk. The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports Senate Bills 10, 49, 80, 99, 101, 106, 123, 145, 146, 148, 149, 158, 169, 188 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 1245, February 29, 2012. Bob Gray, Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1016, a concurrent resolution concerning endorsement of Taiwan's participation observer in the International Civil Aviation Organization and the 28th anniversary of sister state relations with the province of Taiwan and the Republic of China.
Referral has been waived for this resolution and it will appear on tomorrow's calendar. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move that we take Senate Bill 25 at the bottom of the calendar today.
Second.
Motion and a second to move Senate Bill 25 to the bottom of today's calendar. Any remarks? Hearing no remarks, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Olson,
Consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 157 is found in this. Be adopted.
The question being on Senator Olson's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 157 be adopted. Are there remarks?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There's a copy on everybody's desk of the conference report. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Conference Committee on 157 met shortly before lunch today. The House version or amended version of the bill basically nullified the reason to even have the bill to begin with. We were looking to clarify state law. The House amended it to a point that was unacceptable to us. We took it back. We've examined the original opposition testimony to 157 in the definitions portions. We've added a small amendment to it. It came out of conference committee 4-2, and I would ask for your concurrence.
Further remarks?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Alstein.
Once again, I urge the body to reject and to not confirm. This is a bill that was directed toward the voters of the second largest city, the most beautiful city, the most gifted city in the United States that happens to be in South Dakota. And I think that it is unreasonable to reject the vote of the people of that city. And so I would like us to not confirm.
Further remarks, Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. President. I also rise in opposition to the bill. I'm sure you're all surprised. You know, when you stop and think a little bit about the intention of the bill, and I think that certainly communities want to advertise their businesses because that's how their communities grow. And I really think that, you know, wise leadership in communities would certainly try to manage this in a manner that would improve the business climate and also improve the income that the city would accrue to the community or the city. This particular bill, however, is kind of pointed toward one particular one particular company. And the thing that I have trouble with is that I know that it's going to open some businesses are going to look at this as kind of an open season or a blank check. And I really have a lot of issues in my mind about how that's going to roll out in the long term. And so I really believe that, as well-meaning as the bill appears, that it's going to cause more confusion and issues, especially within the Rapid City, than it's going to solve. So I would urge your vote no. Thanks.
Further remarks, Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I had the pleasure of serving on the conference committee. It was a short-lived pleasure, I can tell you that. And what we have here today is really a return to what was voted on in this body not too long ago. But it is interesting that in the, you know, the conference committee testimony, there was suggestion that Rapid City should utilize zoning or utilize their local control to deal with this issue, and that testimony was offered for a bill that hopes to further restrict local control. It seems a bit disingenuous to me. Rapid City voters have spoken. Rapid City citizens have determined that we have a proliferation of signs that it's in our best interest as a tourism community to start to add some restrictions to that business. And I would just ask you, because your communities, your cities may be the next to decide that. I would ask you to join us in opposing this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I, too, had the pleasure of serving on that conference committee, and I found it to be very pleasurable. So, yes, it was short, but it was pleasurable. But the amendment really addresses some of the issues and concerns that the opponents had. It very specifically says that, you know, you cannot have sky LED billboards that go up and put Batman up in the air. The amendment further exemplifies to any who had doubts previously that this bill is truly a clarification. Takes away absolutely no rights from local jurisdiction. We took the word any out, and it has made it much clearer that it is restricted, and the local jurisdiction has that control. And I would urge the body to concur with this amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Krause.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I won't repeat anything that's been mentioned already, but I will tell you that Rapid City has spoken very loudly and clearly on this, but two-thirds of the people against more digital billboards. No one in Rapid City is denied a place to advertise, but I want you to know we already have three times the number of digital billboards as they have in Denver. So that just gives you an idea of the scope of the problem. And if Rapid City has exceeded its authority, why do we need this amendment to kind of do a runaround of the case that's in court now? So I want to ask you to help our tourism in Rapid City. The number one tourist complaint in our area, too many billboards. So if you treasure Rapid City as we do, please help us with this and vote no. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I, too, also had the pleasure of hearing this bill in our Transportation Committee. And one of the things that I learned about how much local control is allowed or has been allowed literally for decades is that we have only as a legislature, told local governments that they may not ban these forms of advertising. And that law has been on the books literally for decades. So this bill doesn't change that decades-old prohibition from local governments instituting a ban. All it does is it says, it clarifies that these electronic displays are also a part of that prohibition, because back in the day when the statute was written, we didn't necessarily have that form of advertising.
Further remarks? Senator Bradford.
Mr. President, I just wanted to thank the leadership, because I could have sat on that committee, and I'm glad I didn't. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I think that we're concentrating on local control. This isn't about local control. It's about clarifying that cities, whether it be Rapid City, arguably one of the most beautiful cities in our great state, or whether it be Trent, South Dakota, or Wilmot for that matter, you can't pass ordinances that are prohibited in state law. That's all it says. That's all we're getting back to, is you can't prohibit something in an ordinance that we in the state law don't give you the authority to prohibit. Back to my garbage in the streets analogy. I mean, seriously, if a vote of the people of Pukwana said, it's fine to dump your garbage in the middle of the streets, even though state law says you can't do that, because that's local control, we should allow that? Ladies and gentlemen, 157 isn't about local control. It's a clarification, and I'd ask for your support.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question being on Senator Olson's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 157 be adopted. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein?
No.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frericks?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Abley?
No.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Holin?
Aye.
Hunstead? Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Krause?
No.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Maher? Nelson?
No.
Nostrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
No.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
No.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
No.
Bally?
No.
Mr. President, there were ayes 24, nays 9, excused 2.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, motion carries and the report is adopted.
Mr. President, may I have the personal privilege of making an observation?
Yes, Senator Adelstein, yes.
The only sad thing about this wonderful state is that it's divided by the Missouri River, and those living west of the river who are superior in intellect and many other things, I have a lesser number of votes than those that live east of the river, so never will they ever be able to always do the right thing.
Your point is noted. Motions and resolutions.
Senate Bill 43, an act to criminalize the failure to report the death or disappearance of a child within a specified time by certain persons responsible for the care of the child. Senator Thiessen moves that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 43.
Is there a second?
Second.
Question being on Senator Thiessen's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 43. Are there remarks? Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. This was the Attorney General's bill, which was South Dakota's version of Cayley's Law, which was reporting the death or disappearance of a child. In the House, an amendment, a friendly amendment, was added, which removed certain health care workers from the bill because it was determined that they were covered under other sections of state law. I would ask your concurrence. Thank you.
Are there further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question is Senator Thiessen's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 43. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown. Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frericks.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haberle.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad. Hunhoff. Johnston, Junkie, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nostrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Shekaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Bally, Mr. President, there were ayes 28, nays 1, excused 6.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect is carried and the amendments were concurred in.
Senate Bill 77, an act to provide for the establishment of a scholarship program for post-secondary technical institute students and to make an appropriation therefore.
We'll stand by for a moment.
Senator Frericks moves that the Senate do not concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 77 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
So the question is on Senator Frericks' motion that we do not concur on House amendments to Senate Bill 77. Are there remarks? Senator Frericks.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good Senator from Wentworth just asked that we be able to appoint a committee on this and work through the differences, which obviously will be finalizing some sort of a little more funding source. Right now, I think it says $100 in the bill and looking at the tech school scholarship. So we just ask that we can have a conference committee and work through the rest of the details. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks on the motion? Hearing no further remarks, this is a voice vote because it's not final disposition. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. The conference committee for Senate Bill 77 will be Senators Olson, Valley, and Frerichs.
Senate Bill 91, an act to allow officers of corporations to represent corporations in property tax appeals at the Office of Hearing Examiners. Senator Northrup moves that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 91.
Question being on Senator Northrup's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 91. Senator Northrup.
Mr. President, could I have some time by deferring this to the bottom of the calendar for today?
If I could have someone offer a substitute motion at this time, that would be in order. Senator Roden.
I would move the substitute motion.
And your motion is to defer Senate Bill 91 to the bottom of the calendar, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, motion, and there is a second. Any remarks on that motion?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just need to clarify with the LRC a small technical detail on the title amendment, and we'll get back to you if possible.
Thank you, Senator Northrup. All in favor of the motion to the substitute motion to defer Senate Bill 91 to the bottom of the calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senate Bill 130, an act to require the school board of each school district to adopt a policy prohibiting bullying. Senator Lederman moves that the Senate do not concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 130 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
There is a motion and a second on Senator Lederman's motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 130. Are there remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. President. When Senate Bill 130 went over to the House for the Education Committee, it was substantially changed with an amendment that had been previously rejected in the House or in the Senate Education Committee. I respectfully ask for your favorable vote to have the bill not concurred in and have a committee appointed. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Lederman's motion to not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 130. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Appointed to that conference committee are Senators Lederman, Schleckaway, and Bradford.
House Bill 130, Senate Bill 139, an act to establish the Teach for America grant program within the Department of Education and make an appropriation therefor. Senator Heineman moves that the Senate do not concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 139 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Question before the Senate is Senator Heineman's motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 139. Are there remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would ask you to not concur and appoint. We still have some differences in the dollar amount in the bill, and I would ask for a conference committee to help us resolve those differences. Thank you, Mr. President.
Are there further remarks? Further remarks on the motion? Seeing none. The motion is Senator Heineman's to not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 139. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. And the conference committee appointed is will be Senators Heineman, Krause, and Bradford.
Senate Bill 141, an act to revise the legal definition of the term domestic abuse. Senator Peters moves that the Senate do not concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 141 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
So the motion is, the question is, Senator Peters' motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 141 and to appoint a committee. Are there remarks? Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I'd ask that we appoint a committee to resolve our differences from the House. The House, in their infinite wisdom, has changed it to where we're no longer in compliance with some federal regs in order to compete for federal grants for our domestic violence shelters. And with that, I'd ask that we send it back to committee so we can fix it. Thank you.
Are there further remarks? Further remarks on the motion? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Peters' motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 141 and a conference committee be appointed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Conference committee appointed will be Senators Peters, Cutler, and Buell. Just as a reminder, as you get those conference committees set up, please let the front desk staff know when and where they will be.
Senate Bill 183, an act to establish the elements of the offense of juvenile sexting and to provide a penalty therefor. Senator Valley moves that the Senate do not concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 183 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Question before the Senate is Senator Valley's motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 183 and that a conference committee be appointed. Are there remarks? Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President and members of the body. The House amended it, and their amendment, when talking to the State's Attorneys Association, they feel that the prosecutors might be better served now in alleging child pornography allegations rather than juvenile sexting, and that's just what we were trying to not have them do. So I urge you to vote to form a conference committee, and we'll try and resolve it.
Are there further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question is Senator Valley's motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 183 and a conference committee be appointed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. The conference committee for Senate Bill 183 is Senator Valley, Cutler, and Buell.
Senate Bill 193, an act to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2012 and to declare an emergency. Senator Junkie moves that the Senate do not concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 193 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the difference between the two houses.
The question before the Senate is Senator Junkie's motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 193 and a conference committee be appointed. Are there remarks? Senator Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hopefully we can go along with the do not concur and appoint motion here. They have changed the dollar amount, and we just need to appoint a committee and resolve the difference between our version and what the House passed. Mr. President, thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Junkie's motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 193 and that a conference committee be appointed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Conference committee includes Senators Tiedemann, Hunoff, and Sutton. We'll be at ease just for a moment.
Okay, we'll go back to this.
Okay, Senate will now come to order.
Senate Bill 161, an act to revise certain provisions concerning public meetings held by teleconference or videoconference. Senator Nostrup moves that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 161.
The question before the Senate is Senator Nostrup's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 161. Are there remarks? Senator Nostrup.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill went to the House and had a friendly amendment put on it that basically continued the purpose of the original bill, and with that I would ask you to concur on this bill.
Are there further remarks on the motion? Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Northrup's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 161. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haberle.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson. Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann. Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 30, excused 5.
So Senator Northrup's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 161, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, is here is declared passed and the amendments were concurred in.
Senate Bill 162, an act to provide for the designation of certified technology parks. Senator Roden moves that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 162.
Aye.
The question being Senator Roden's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 162. Are there remarks? Senator Tiedemann, welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'd ask the body to concur with Senate Bill 162. The amendment is a friendly amendment. It was put together by the sponsor and by DOED. It basically stripped out the TIF because that wasn't needed. The municipalities can already create their own TIFs. And then we're waiting on the ability to participate in the contractor's excise tax and sales and use tax refund program once House Bill 1230 is affirmed by the people. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks on the motion? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Roden's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 162. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka. Bradford,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buell,
aye.
Cutler,
aye.
Frerichs,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haberle,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstad, Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher, Nelson,
aye.
Nostrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave, Roden, Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 31, excused 4.
So the motion, having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, is declared passed, and the amendments were concurred in.
We didn't get a message from the House that they adopted the conference committee.
Senate Bill 187, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the legislative review of state agencies. Senator Roden moves that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 187.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, this was just the bill to sunset the agency reviews. There was no substantive changes made in the House amendments, so I'd urge you to concur in the House amendments. Thank you.
Are there further remarks on Senate Bill 187? Senator Heideman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I also concur in the changes that were made, eliminating the performance audit that we really didn't have perhaps enough time to have the discussion. The agency reviews, I think, really did serve a purpose over the years, but I'm not sure that they ever got to exactly what we had hoped to accomplish with them. You know, originally we were to study the extent to which the operation of each agency has been efficient and responsive to the public's needs. I do think we still have that oversight role, and I hope that we continue to investigate that oversight role and make sure that that strengthens over the years. But I think at this point in time, I would concur that the agency reviews, we've gone through most of them, and it's probably time to stop them. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. And, you know, this is something that, as I talk to some of our staff, they say this kind of comes in cycles. Sometimes we phase out doing these, and sometimes we restart it again. And as I go back to some of the historical perspective on these, I heard when they were first started kind of back in the 70s, or at least the initial start that we know of these agency reviews. I'm going to vote no today, not in the sense that we know that it's a huge issue, but I think it's just something that until we have a clear alternative, and I realize that performance audit was something that was looked at. Now, whether there can be a clear way to resolve that in the future, I guess we'll find out. But obviously, we're here as a legislature to meet each year, and we can determine what might be the best way to continue to analyze our effectiveness of the state agencies that are there for our people here in South Dakota. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further remarks? Further remarks on Senate Bill 187? Hearing no further remarks, the question being Senator Roden's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 187. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
No.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
No.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Colleen.
Aye.
Hunstead. Hunhoff. Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson. Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckowee.
Aye.
Sutton. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Valley. No.
Mr. President, there were ayes 27, nays 5, excused 3.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of a majority of members-elect, the motion carries and the amendments were concurred in. Stand by one moment, Senator Brown. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I move we go into recess until 3:30.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to recess until 3:30. Any remarks? Hearing no remarks, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We're going to go into recess. I'm going to sign a few bills here while we're in recess, so I'll be reading those. Any announcements?
Mr. President, Senate Republicans will caucus in 15 minutes.
Okay. Any further announcements? Thank you. Signing House Bill 1126, an act to establish provisions that certain bonds paid by or on behalf of certain persons with child support arrearages shall be paid to the Department of Social Services to pay any child support the defendant owns. House Bill 1133, an act to establish the legislature's planning committee. House Bill 1185, an act to prohibit all qualified health plans offered through a health care exchange from including abortion coverage. House Bill 1196, an act to revise certain provisions concerning lobbyists. House Bill 1198, an act to revise the definition of firearm to include certain antique muzzle-loading and black powder weapons in certain circumstances. House Bill 1220, an act to conditionally repeal certain provisions establishing network adequacy standards, quality assessment and improvement requirements, utilization review and benefit determination requirements, and grievance procedures for managed health care plans, and certain standards for managed health care plans if the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is found to be unconstitutional. House Bill 1247, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the voting rights of persons convicted of a felony or serving time in the state penitentiary. House Bill 1248, an act to provide for exceptions from certain misdemeanor offenses relating to possession of handguns. House Bill 1253, an act to prohibit the judicial enforcement of any religious codes. House Bill 1266, an act to reduce the period of time necessary to cure and validate certain adoption proceedings. House Bill 1273, an act to prohibit the sale of loose-leaf incense to minors, to prohibit certain marketing techniques, to regulate the sale of certain types of incense, to provide penalties therefor, and to declare an emergency. House Joint Resolution Number 1007, proposing and submitting to the electors of the next general election an amendment to Article 12 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota relating to a balanced budget. Senate Bill 75, an act to revise the determination of fees that may be charged for certain public records. Senate Bill 174, an act to increase the 911 emergency surcharge, to revise the collection and distribution of the surcharge revenue, to provide for point-of-sale collection of the prepaid wireless 911 emergency surcharge, and to provide funding for the upgrade of 911 emergency services. Senate will come to order. If there's no objection, we will revert to order of business number 5. Madam Secretary, reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 43, 161, 162, and 187 and find the same correctly enrolled. Bob Gray, Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Sly, Hager, and Killer as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 139. The House has appointed Representatives Sly, Feckert, and Hansen as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 130. The House has appointed Representatives Salem, Forgin, and Cronin as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 77. The House has appointed Representatives Boomgarden, Tornow, and Feinstein as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a committee of three on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 183. The House has appointed Representatives Lust, Hunhoff, and Cronin as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee to adjust differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 193. The House has appointed Representatives Rosen, Gibson, and Cronin as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 141. I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bill 1058, 1096, 1186, and 1189. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Olson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 10 a.m. Thursday, March 1st, the 31st legislative day.
Motion and second to come in tomorrow at 10 a.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 25 be deferred to Thursday, March 1st, the 31st legislative day.
Aye. Motion and a second to defer Senate Bill 25 until tomorrow. Are there remarks? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Senate Bill 91, an act to allow officers of corporations to represent corporations in property tax appeals at the Office of Hearing Examiners. Senator Nostrum moves that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 91 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
The question before the Senate is Senator Northrup's motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 91 and that a conference committee be appointed. Are there any remarks? Senator Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. President. We need to do a title amendment. We found a one-word mistake, and so with that I would ask you to do not concur and reappoint. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
President.
You. Are there further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. Senate Bill 91 Conference Committee will be Senators Northrup, Rampelberg, and Nelson. Okay. That concludes our business today. Are there announcements? Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just want to announce that the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 193 will be at 4 p.m. in room 413. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow morning, Legislative Procedures is going to meet at 0900, 9 a.m. We're going to be going over the new calendar, so if you want to have input on that, I'd stop by. And it's in room 413, 9 o'clock, Legislative Procedures.
Are there further announcements? Seeing no further announcements, I'm willing to sign a few bills in your presence here, and then we will have a motion to adjourn. So you can be at ease if you'd like. Senate Bill number 43, an act to criminalize the failure to report the death or disappearance of a child within a specified time by certain persons responsible for the care of the child. Senate Bill 161 is an act to revise certain provisions concerning public meetings held by teleconference or video conference. Senate Bill 162 is an act to provide for the designation of certified technology parks. And Senate Bill 187 is an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the legislative review of state agencies. Madam Secretary, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
Senator Shuckaway moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Motion and second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. We are adjourned.